Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 27th, 2017. Today is Monday in the fourth week of Lent. Here are several verses from Psalm 89, one of the psalms appointed for today. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From age to age my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Love and truth go before your face. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. They are jubilant in your righteousness. These few verses circulate several themes that center around a few very important words. And like a lot of the words that are a part of our religious vocabulary, we can say them and think we actually know what they mean. Words that replay in the verses I've just read are words like faithfulness, righteousness, justice. What does it mean to say that God is faithful? What does it mean to say that God is righteous? What does it mean to say that God is just? These all have to do with God's covenant with God's people. In the Hebrew Scriptures, what we see is that God makes the promises. God makes the covenant with God's people. And God's faithfulness is denoted by the fact that God keeps with the covenant even when God's people go astray. God continues to come back to God's people. There are certainly passages in the Psalms that help us understand God's people experience God's justice, God's judgment, God's wrath. But those experiences are all tempered with the fact that God keeps coming back to God's people and keeps wooing and sometimes cajoling and sometimes threatening God's people to come back to God. So God is faithful. God does not break God's promises. God is righteous, and the righteousness of God, the psalmist says, is one of the foundations of God's throne, righteousness and justice. We think of righteousness as being particularly pious, somewhat pie in the sky language, this righteousness. But in Hebrew, righteousness has to do with being in right relationship and attending to the right way of being in the world. Righteousness is about following God's path. So God is faithful in laying out the covenant with God's people, and the people's attendance to that way, the people's attendance to the covenant, the people's obedience to the Torah, the law, all of that constitutes righteousness. It is not a warm and fuzzy feeling of piousness. It is simply attending to the people's side of the covenant. God made some promises. God gave the conditions. God did that in God's own sense of justice and righteousness. And the people are in right relationship with God. Indeed, the people are righteous to the degree that they follow God's way, which is this great line that I read earlier. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. Righteousness, it seems, is not something from another world. It's not some spiritual woo-woo. Righteousness is wrapped up in the daily walk, the daily attendance to God's ways. To the degree that the people of God are attendant to God's ways, that is the degree to which they are righteous. Well, what is that to us? Interestingly enough, our life as Christians is not so much about the next spiritual high that we feel. Our life as followers in Jesus' way, along the Jesus path, is not so much about feeling holy. It is about attending to the behaviors that Jesus enjoined of his disciples. We are righteous to the degree that we are in right relationship with God and in right relationship with our neighbor. What is it that we say, echoing Jesus, echoing Paul, echoing the words of the Hebrew Scriptures? What is it that God requires of us? What is it to be righteous? It is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And again, love is not about an emotional warmth. It is a set of behaviors. It is about showing mercy. It is about attending to those on the margins. It is about providing practical help to those who are underserved. We mirror God's righteousness to the extent that we are righteously involved in the lives of those that the rest of society would leave behind. And in this very daily walk in God's path, we find the joy of God's faithfulness. We are some of those people who are happy to know the festal shout. My prayer for those of us who are followers of Jesus in our time is that in our daily walk, in our daily journey, as we attend to God's righteousness, that we will also know God's joy, the joy that comes from a recognition that even when we struggle to stay in the path, God is always faithful. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, in your holy sacraments, you have given us a foretaste of the good things of your kingdom. Direct us, we pray, in the way that leads to eternal life, that we may come to appear before you in that place of light where you dwell forever with your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.